Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our very small planet. And as usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips for his expertise. Welcome back, Christopher. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. Good to be back. For this week, stargazers, be sure to look out for those five planets that are still in our morning sky. We have Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. All are extremely bright and very easy to spot. Also, look out for the moon as it approaches its new moon phase this week as our skies get darker.
Now, we have an exciting bit of news this week about a meteor that exploded over, I believe, the Atlantic Ocean recently.
That's absolutely right. So earlier this month, a meteor came in over the Atlantic Ocean and exploded with the force of a small hydrogen bomb, about 13,000 tons of TNT. It exploded far away from the coast of Brazil and the city of Rio de Janeiro, which it passed over.
Now, we talk about this sort of topic a lot on the program, so how was this one spotted or not spotted?
Well, the problem with this particular meteor is that it was small compared to some of the large asteroids that we normally look out for. And this is quite embarrassing considering that recently NASA just opened its Office of Planetary Defense, whose job it is to actually spot objects like this as they approach the Earth.
So this one was not spotted?
It was not. It slipped under the radar, so to speak.
Wow. And about how big do you think it was, Christopher?
So we're actually very uncertain about the size of this object. The only thing that really gives us an indication as to what type of object it was the force with which it exploded. Now, even though 13,000 tons of TNT sounds like a lot, it's nothing compared to the asteroid that exploded over Shablinsk in central Russia a few years ago. That exploded with roughly the force of 500,000 tons of TNT. So that gives you an idea of the difference in size between the two objects.
Man, it's big stuff. Glad it didn't land over one of our houses or something.
Well, roughly 100 tons of debris from space fall on planet Earth every single day. Now, most of this stuff is tiny, about the size of a grain of sand, and so it burns up harmlessly in the Earth's upper atmosphere. However, large objects do make it down to Earth as we see, but luckily, most of our planet is covered in water, and so the majority of the objects splash harmlessly into the ocean.
Or explode like this one did, making news.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much for the report. It's Christopher Phillips.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.